for the first time in 4,000 years, what it would have sounded like to be in Stonehenge back then.
Imagine going back in time and being able to listen to the past as our ancestors heard it.
With a better understanding of audio and acoustics, then we can better understand the sound of the past and therefore how the past was for the people who lived there. The walls are lined with what look like cheese wedges, perhaps.
Dr. Damien Murphy at the University of York is leading this UK-funded research.
But they're made of special sound-absorbing foam, and they're aligned alternately on the vertical and on the horizontal, and they're designed to absorb as much sound energy as possible so that no reflections come back into the room and all you're hearing is the direct sound between me speaking and you listening.
This is where there's absolutely no echo, right? That's, you know, an echo is...
Anechoic, no echo.
And you've been working on recreating the sounds of the original Coventry Cathedral, which of course was bombed during the Second World War.
So here's an example of a female soprano singing a 16th century air that was recorded in our anechoic chamber. So now we take this same recording and we place it in our virtual acoustic model of Coventry Cathedral, and we can listen to what our soprano would have sounded like in that building as if she had been there back when it existed in the 15th century.
Our research shows that the collection that we have here connects people. It enables people to talk about their memories and their experiences.
The research has also inspired work at the National Railway Museum in York. Curator Joe Savage is incorporating sounds of railway stations from across the country through the years.
The experience of actually listening, and particularly if the sound is directional, is really important in terms of understanding how a space might have felt to actually work in.
Starting again with the basic recording in an anechoic chamber, this is how simple hand clapping would have sounded in the centre of Stonehenge 4,000 years ago. In this case, the original acoustics haven't been destroyed by bombs. It's a much more subtle enemy. The nearby traffic of the A303 combined with the gradual decay of the site over thousands of years. At the University of Huddersfield, Dr. Rupert Till.
Stonehenge is designed in a particular way, and one of its key properties that affects its acoustics is the fact that it's circular. And because it's circular, like a bottle, it has a resonance, and at a certain point, it will start to ring.
This reconstruction shows how natural sounds of wind and thunder affected its acoustics. Then, using copies of prehistoric drums and acoustic measurements made at a full-sized replica site at Mary Hill in America, Rupert was able to reconstruct the sound of a ritual 4,000 years ago.
Whether they tried to build acoustics intentionally or not, they built acoustics. They made acoustic effects. And they would have noticed those acoustic effects